It's very strange. I joined a course in what they called mental physics. So mental physics has nothing to do with Kundalini. I mean, we are not looking for Kundalini. Nothing is mentioned. And I attended that course. Once a week, there used to be lectures. So the lectures were very interesting because the teacher was talking about the mind. After 2-3 weeks, there came the technique that to understand this better, there is a technique. So that technique was to do with the breaths. So we started on the breath. To cut the long story short, with the very first breath, I didn't realize at that time what was happening. 2-3 weeks passed doing that breath, and then I noticed that my eyes are closed. Somehow they close when I do the breaths. But I'm seeing everywhere, up, down, back, front. It was quite fascinating. It became very interesting. And then I started drawing simultaneously. I must have missed quite a bit. It kept on as the breaths kept going. More visualizing started happening and happening and happening. So it became a fun game, sort of. Till I started questioning myself. How is it I'm seeing back, down, up, everywhere? What's happening? Didn't relate it to the breaths. But I don't know, it was happening when I was doing the breaths. So I asked, showed my rough bat to the teacher. I don't know what's happening, but I'm seeing like this. So he just flipped through. He says, okay, carry on. So no explanation was given. So I went on with it. But slowly, slowly, different things started coming. Like I started seeing the snake rising above and going like this. And so I sought a personal interview. Went and showed him again that I have to know. If you don't want to tell me, give me the name of books which I can read and understand. So he said, no reading for 3-4 years. And he said, what is your concern? I said, I would like to understand what's happening. He said, do you want it to stop? I said, not really, because it's quite fascinating. So then he asked me, have you got old parents to look after or in-laws? How old are your children? So I said, everything is more or less, they're looking after themselves. So he said, then if you want to stop, it can stop. Depends on you. So I said, no, I'll carry on. So I carried on for 5 years. And 5 years, I was churning out these visuals of what was going on within the subtle body. That time I didn't know anything, there's anything subtle and all that. This is my After 5 years contemplation and integration and understanding, then started looking up books. And I devised a thought about the course. Why is it happening? What do I do? Did I do for the first breath? And what happened in the second breath? What happened? Why it happened? How it happened? Then I started writing. Then I came to know about what is a chakra and what is a subtle body. And came to my conclusion that subtle body is the structure on which our physical body is based. How we look, how we talk, how we behave is all to do with the subtle body. So when I teach 8 spiritual breaths, from the very beginning, the student is told that this is not about the physical body. Is a subtle body, and the physical body is a byproduct. So what is the subtle body? Is the nerves and veins and arteries and organs and what you call mind, emotions, hurt, pain, physical pain, mental pain. And where do these come from? And what is the impact on the subtle body? So my whole journey was to study this. How are organs, heart, abdomen, stomach, liver, how have they to function in order to give a healthy, happy body? So that was the basis of my learning. And by this time, I used to call my teacher Guruji. And I would talk to him. He would just listen. He would not pass any comment. It's right or it's wrong or it's good or it's bad. So that's how the learning has come. It's not book learning. It's experiential. So my answers might not match the book learning answers. They'll be different. But the students who go through it, they are trained to listen to the subtle aspect of their being. And that's how their life shifts. So now there are two aspects. There's chakras and kundalini. Chakras may awaken, will awaken before kundalini. So chakra activation is not necessary. Kundalini working. As it is, some kundalini is energy is flowing through us to make us go through our daily work and whatever situation, life and living. But kundalini, when it comes, it has the power to enhance to whichever part it passes. And what the breaths do, because otherwise, if we don't care, it can sometimes pass, get stuck in a wrong channel. So what if you feel energy moving in your body for whatever reason? Chakra activation, you feel differently. It's something like rotating or some other feeling. But this is a movement. Then either you nurture it, your thinking process, everything has to shift. And if you don't give it attention, if you're not interested, that is dangerous. Either then you stop thinking of it, It's coming, it's passing. Now see what, I don't know what's going to happen. You have to absorb yourself in your daily living, work, etc. Not because energy will follow thought. So if you're fearing anything, it'll accentuate that thought. Depends in which chakra it is got stuck, unknown to you. So it's very important. Then be careful, because it can lead to mental disorder. But now these doctors and psychiatrists are becoming aware of all the schizophrenia and all that. Just it needs the right direction or thought or whatever. See, invariably it is the ascending kundalini one talks about. One has not, is not commonly talked about as descending energy. All the ancient scriptures and everything, and it was to be only passed on through word of mouth. You could not talk about it even, about the ascending energy. But I found my activation was through our breaths, and the breaths we were doing were pulling in the cosmic energy. Sun energy and pranic energy. Prana is not breath. Is a electricity, like I can feel it like a thin wire, and it is liquid, but it's electric. So when we are pulling, doing the breath, taking a deep breath in, so this center, this center, this center, and we pull it, it goes right down, but the potency lasts still here. So day in and day out, we are doing the breath. So the first 4 or 5 breaths, they activate, purifies your brain, all the toxins of thoughts, and which are blocking. We say that, they say you are working on 10% of the brain, or rest is all dormant. So with completing the course of these 8 breaths over a year, you have totally cleared your brain of any residue old consciousness. You are, with each breath, you are bringing new consciousness. So your intellect has somewhat been now able to discriminate about whether one is being right or wrong, or how can one change one's thinking. This side by side lectures by the teacher are going on. So in the first 4 breaths, 5 breaths, quite a thing of knowing that there's a difference in the way I feel, There's a difference. I talk to people. There's a certain shifts start happening. So having managed, understood this, my life is happier. I'm not thinking negative all the time. This is another way of looking at it. Then we touch the ascending energy. Because we live and die in Manipur, Swadhisthan, and Muladhara. We don't cross. Because living is, we are stuck in relationships, or we are how to manage them. And all that affects our mind, our emotions, and our feelings. So we don't know. We are living unconsciously. Anyone hurts us, we feel hurt. Anyone abuses us, insults us, we feel bad. Or if somebody has abused us physically or mentally. So some of these life situations become traumatic. And then we keep repeating them again and again. I keep telling my friend, you know, this happened. And every time I say something, the story changes a little. So this goes on over lifetimes. And those traumas and hurt, whether it is war, whether it is bomb, those sort of traumatic things even, they settle in Muladhara Chakra, which have been there for long. Then slowly, slowly, as wisdom dawns and those things crop up, one is looking at it. Oh, this was past, this is no longer there. This one sees some past lives and certain situations come up. They feel like a movie. You don't get involved with them. So I found all this very interesting, you know, to understand. When people say that you got an entity, entity comes to it. What entity? It's a thought form which has got a thought which has got congealed and out of shape. It's unrecognizable. People feel scared. I don't know what we are seeing, monsters in the meditation or it's very unnerving. But when in the process of talking and explaining people something, this happens, this. So what is more important is thought. Your energy will follow thought. It does not reason whether it is doing for the good or for the bad. You are guiding it. If you're fearful, if you're in the dark and room is dark and you see a thing hanging and you see a black man is standing here, it's a fear. It's nothing. Or you are seeing a nightmare with all these monsters and whatever coming and getting at you and all. So those are thoughts which have congealed and have become out of shape and whatever your mind creates. The techniques are designed that way. I mean, everyone doesn't, while they are doing it, they are not thinking about descending energy. They are just doing the technique. I have given a lot of thought to it, so that I have very few students, 30, 40, 50, something like that. But as if say, I'm not just saying this is a chakra, om, vom, rom, yom. What does each chakra contain? How it gets activated? Because I didn't get any explanation, I had to look for myself. I'm telling, giving the people, spoon feeding them, so that it's faster, the evolution. Their lives get better, their family life gets better, their career get better. You know, like some people come, they say that their wife is extrovert, well, husband is introvert. So how to handle it and make a go of it. So all these issues, when we have activated our Jnana Chakra, our intellect, when these situations arise, the person is prepared, it's a thought form and it has to be discarded, that. No, people are doing. I asked when they joined this course of 8 spiritual paths, if you are doing any other course, or if you have done any other course in the recent past. If you have done it 6 months back and are not practicing now, you can start. Or if you are already in a practice of something, you cannot mix two. See, each master has designed a particular passage for the energy according to the Kriya. Now, another one will, we don't know whether it's ascending he's been taught or the descending. That person will not know even. Or they just pick up from the net something and start experimenting. So when two techniques are joined one after the other, one is teaching something where the energy will start moving in a certain way. The other one is doing something where the energy is all reaching the same destination, wanting to reach the same destination, but another way. So energy inside your person is confused. So what is your life going to be like? So I have seen with my Guruji's guru, I used to visit him, and one day I saw one family came with their son, married boy, with family. And they were telling Baba, your son was good family person, but suddenly everything is gone berserk for him. So, I mean, I don't know if Baba was able to do anything, but in my consciousness, I felt he, it can't. He has either done something which is not suiting him, or he is mixing something else with the technique which is taking two different directions. Then it becomes very difficult. At least I would not be able to, try to inform them. I will not be able to help you. Because I know what my Kriya does. So this is very dangerous, I feel. See, you know what energy is? Blood, you know, when it comes, blood, you drop some blood, it clots, becomes a clot, jelly-like. So our etheric energy is electric. it's water, but water is subtlest form of oil. Your cosmos, your void, is what? Ether. We are taking oil out of the ocean and then purifying it or whatever, processing it to run, to serve as a fuel, to serve as fire, to serve as different stages it goes through. And if you're boiling it, it becomes vapor, goes on becoming subtler. Then that subtle ether we are bringing back into our body with the breath, which is oil, which when it gets into the system as water, 80% water body is, then the sun comes in to give that fire and electricity and make it liquid fire. Simply, I'm explaining. And that blood is flowing into us as blood in the nervous system. But basically, it is water. You see? So, like one girl who was doing the breath, she said, my sister and family is saying, when they touch me, they get electric shock. Because it gets electrified. When the sun energy enters it, that water element, there's something that starts all in my journals, how the blood gets activated. So how the cleansing happens? See, with our thoughts, our feelings, our resentments, our dislikes, ill will, spite, hatred, you can say. If you go on dwelling on one, say you resent somebody, or you dislike somebody, when you keep this ongoing, so your emotions are hurt, is the moon energy. You are emotional. See, you will have to learn about the whole body system, Ida, Pingla, this, that. So the blood is flowing through different areas, through the heart, through the liver, through this thing. So whichever emotion it is related to, in that nadi, the blood starts clotting. And when it clots jelly-like, energy will not flow through it. And over time, that part is not getting blood supply in the body. And dis-ease can set in, which can become disease. So depending on which, Ida is known as the feminine channel, moon channel. And Pingla is known as the sun channel. So the sun channel flows in the left and Ida turns in the right. So now we are living our life through left side, logic brain. So when it's the masculine channel, when it's work relationship, we go through that pain that you go through is to do with your self-image, with your control, with your power, with your not good enough, no self-worth, that sort of pain is to do with the mind. It can affect the mind. Whereas emotional stress will affect the your digestive system, your heart, your fluttering in the stomach, all that. Disrupt everything. It's very important. That's why it's very important when you're joining any course, first you should find out whether person is experienced, self-experienced, or is it book knowledge. Isn't it? So this is how also the cleansing, how will the cleansing happen? This is because it was a visual journey and I have illustrated it. Most of my, what I was carrying, trauma or maybe through relationships or whatever was in the Manipur, stored in the Manipur chakra. When I was practicing the breath for I don't know how many years. So as my relationships resolved, evolved and understanding happened that it's all as is, one has to take black liquid, tar like the toxins of those relationships moved out. It's drawn in, I don't know if you've seen the book, kept coming out of the navel until clear energy started coming. So those are, I would say, past memories. In some situation where one is very relaxed or something, or just sitting, a groove in the brain opens up. That memory bubble, it will come out. So at that time, you have to let go. Don't dwell on it. What is it? Kya hai? Kyun aaya hai? If it's not happened in your existing life, just let it pass. Not to get involved. That's what we do when we sit for meditation, silent meditation. Because the mind, this which is blocked, is stored data from your beginning of your life. The traumatic fear ridden and all that. So we say that, everybody says, but Guruji, we see it, so many thoughts come. I said, your thoughts, mind is thought. Your right brain is also full of thoughts. When you sit quietly, thoughts will come. Plus, as we are doing a technique every day, that's why I insist that for 1 year you have to do the breaths. Otherwise, you can hang in between. So these grooves, because we are bringing in fresh energy every day, to clear her head of toxins, the grooves started opening and releasing those memories. And you have to let it pass. Some are good memories, some are bad memories. Good and bad both have to pass. Maybe you enjoy the good, but that's okay. But you can't keep putting them back and making them more stronger. So silent meditation is, and this is what I feel in Advaita and Kundalini, that we are cleaning from the very beginning. You are told that this is going to work through your subtle body. And one can explain how it happens, like I'm explaining to you. But in Advaita, I feel the same thing what the master is talking. Invariably, even when Guruji used to talk, give his lecture, the questions you have in mind, sometimes they get answered. See, so that is through talking. That is the Advaita way. And that's how people then keep thinking about this is a better way of seeing it. There are always two ways of looking at a thing. So that you are cleaning this way, but then in that case you have to be in the regular presence of the guru whenever possible. But if you feel that energy is moving, then either you should ignore it completely, not to think that it's moving. Because your interest is not in that. It's a subject by itself. Cannot be taken lightly. That is memory only. Samskaras are memory only. You see parts of your life. Everything is from memory, Sunita.
Yeah.
But we project it out to see. When we say meditation, go within, then you will see within what is happening. But nobody goes within. I mean, it's become, I saw this, I saw this. I said, it's not in the air. It is happening within you. They feel good, they are seeing, but they are not using their mind. They are projecting something. It takes very... I don't know. But it's nice when students start getting, you know, life, understanding life. No, how I knew, because, see, consciously or unconsciously, when one gets into the technique, one has a certain, for some reason, either to know what it is, either to what it is doing, what is it doing. But it is, that is a conscious wanting to know something. That probably nothing happens. Now, my conscious question was also, who am I? That was the basic. Where have I come from? Where am I going? So, because maybe I have lived so many lives or something, and it has all been, becomes boring at the end of it. What is this? Getting born and getting die and get born again and get die. So now our course, there's one affirmation which says, I bring a thing from memory long, long ago, far, far away, but perfectly present in my mind before me. So I said, I don't know what memory you're going to bring, but I would like the memory of who am I, where have I come from, where am I going? And it was like fun. Forgot about it. But now that we have done a spiritual evolution course based on these visuals, which were at random, some memory would open up sometimes, to connect. I didn't know, it seemed random to me. But while working towards what does all this mean, it fell into place. First, the subtle body has to be cleansed to give what you want. Then this knowledge has to come. How creation happened? First, in the cosmic, and how it manifested in the earth. I was only talking about human evolution. I mean, uske pehle to, because all those instincts, animalistic, instinctive things, we are born with. The first Sahasra chakra for an animal is our Muladhar chakra. So we bring in all tendencies of the animal toward within us. Anger, fighting, revenge, as part of emotions. So we keep carrying forward sanskaras, different sanskaras of different species, you can see also. So it's very interesting. And the whole thing lies on energy follows thought. You just have to keep it in mind, and then we are the creators of our life. There's no future. Every day you can create your future. That's very simple, Kundalini awakening can lead to Samadhi. Why I'm saying can lead, depending how you are in the practice, how you meditate, how you, it's a process. But I'm sure in that way, bhakti, if one so gets absorbed in bhakti, will also can lead to samadhi. Or if you understand Advaita ultimately, what is, or understand that life just is, you can't do anything about it, except just be. Even in Kundalini yoga, except for the technique that you're doing, otherwise no will is involved. I will lead the energy. It's your mantra, or in our case, it was the affirmations, which guides each breath. Each breath has an affirmation, so that it is kept to in the direction moving to your highest potential. I mean, if one is wanting financial security, then it will move over that. And like I remember, there were some young boys from working in the bank at some whatever clerks at something. And they got raised in the whatever they were doing, and they bought BMWs, one of them at least. So it's, as I said, thought directs it. My visualizing stopped once I got the answer. Where I came from, where I'm going, and where am I going? Who am I? My answer ultimately was, I just am. I just am. Then you do your, because then your own evolution begins. See, the guru even leaves you after some time, makes you cross the bridge. Till this I can help you. And it takes its place as the flame. And the journey then becomes your own. Till the anahat. See, Smita, there's a lot to know. There's the Atma. Then Atma gives birth to itself, to the Jeevatma. So the journey is of the Jeevatma to go through all the hell and problems and issues. Takes so many lifetimes. And then when it comes at the heart center, it's tested there even. Ill will, spite, hatred, judgment, all those issues. After the Jeevatma has collected that, it meets the Atma. So then the journey starts of the Atma. It places itself on the right side of the chest. Then the Atma has to meet Shiva, you can say. So that journey starts. But I have mapped this journey till Sahasra Chakra. You can't enter the center. It's this narrow. I don't know if you heard of Vaishno Devi.
Yeah.
Earlier times, to go to Vaishno Devi, they had to pass through, lying down through a thin tunnel to get into the center. So this, to get into the Sahasrara Chakra, even the Atma gets stuck there. And getting stuck in Sahasrara Chakra, how long? So I tell everyone, it's very boring. You can just sit in meditation all the time, have the bliss, and this is what you get bored. Then you come down to the heart and settle there. Because from heart, then you can decide you want to come down as a teacher, you want to come down as a doctor, or you want to, something like that, and come for that purpose.